Chapter 8 Intensive Mindfulness Practice. We discussed bad attention the other day. Today we shall be discussing the same thing, but from a different point of view, which is mindfulness. Mindfulness is something people find difficult to understand. Mindfulness is a very important factor that needs to be acquired and developed in meditation. It forms not only the basis, but also acts as a chief factor along the way in developing other factors such as concentration, effort, and wisdom. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness means different things at different stages. Constant awareness is mindfulness. This is a good description. However, if we do not know what kind of awareness, of what and how, then there is still a lot to experience in order to understand it. We need more explanation, as we have not understood things. Mindfulness will be realized through practice. Mindfulness actually means paying bare attention to an object without any preconceived notion, prejudice, or value judgment. It also means being aware of the existence of something in the here and now. And at a later stage, mindfulness is a mental state of flexible and investigative nature. Being receptive, being flexible, not reacting but acting, being heedful, being in harmony with oneself, being actively watchful, direct experience of the present object, and being at the present moment are some popular descriptions of the functions of mindfulness. Mindfulness as an exploration. Mindfulness is a kind of exploration. You will not explore if you know something very well. You don't have to. When you climb the highest mountain, you will expect to discover something you have not seen. You are not certain of what you will find. You expect something uncertain and unfamiliar. You are prepared to face and learn from it. This is exploration. You do not expect to see all that is calm and peaceful, subtle and easy to cope with. That is not exploration. You want to see what you have not seen and what only a few people can see. That is why you venture off to places like the North Pole or South Pole. And you do see something exciting. When you explore something, that you have to do is to observe. You observe what you see, what you hear. Observation is the first step in mindfulness practice. Before you learned how to swim well, you would have learned theoretically how to swim and would have tried a bit. You're trying to reach the other side with an instructor for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or 40 minutes. This involves some sort of exploration. Life is the very universe you could explore and become a wiser person. When you close your eyes and try to do intensive mindfulness practice, you set out to explore. Remember at the time you begin that mindfulness has not been fully established. As a result, observation may not go as far as you expect. Do not be disappointed. Simply put in some effort and try it again. Two kinds of mindfulness. When we do mindfulness meditation, there are two kinds of mindfulness. Intensive and general mindfulness. Today, we are going to do intensive mindfulness. Tomorrow, I will be talking about general mindfulness. Mindfulness as learning to be with the unexpected. Mindfulness is also about learning to face the unexpected. As human beings, we possess a valuable quality, the mental capacity to think, to learn to cope with things. But often we are taken by surprise by something we have experienced repeatedly before. Anxiety, agitation, worry, anger, etc. are not unknown to us, but we are still taken aback each time they come. I remember the time when I was already a lecturer at the Sasanamanipali University in Hamsawati. I got the news from Laika, Shan State, my hometown, that a few days previously my father had passed away. It happened just as I was about to administer the 8 precepts to my devotee, Madame Toyi, who supported my education and ordination in Molomon, Mon State. I was sitting on a chair and the lady devotee and her children were sitting in front of me, reciting Okasa, Okasa, Okasa. My friend turned up immediately with a message he received from a telephone call earlier from the university the previous night. My father had died a few days earlier, and now my mother and relatives were waiting for me to attend my father's funeral. My mind just went blank. I was shocked to receive the news.